Hi there. So, what you doing? You listening to the Down the Front podcast? You've maybe listened to us before? Maybe you're completely new to the show? Maybe you like what we have to offer? Maybe you haven't got a clue? Maybe you're only listening to make fun of us with your friends? Maybe you'll write a mean tweet about us? Maybe you find us interesting? Maybe you don't? I personally don't give a shit. Enjoy the show.
Everybody, yeah, you've ruined that. Let's cut. Let's do that again.
I always start. Yeah, that's what threw me. You can't come in and take over the podcast.
Okay. You're not the real host. I just invited you to join this thing.
You're the plus one.
I'm plus. Fuck you.
Hey, everybody.
You're listening to Down the Front podcast on the Behind the Barricade Network on Podbean.com.
Whoop.
Episode
number...
Episode 3. We made it to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
No one's listening, but we made it to 3 episodes. Yes.
Without getting bored with each other.
I know.
Without annoying each other too much.
Well, too much.
Too much.
You know.
There's a little bit of annoyance.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to punch you in the face.
You can't be aggressive.
Oh, shit, no. We'll cut that out in edit.
Okay.
Fuck.
You're bad.
Yeah.
So, first of all.
Yeah.
We should say thank you to people for tuning in and listening to the first 2 episodes.
Fucking A. I mean, the fact that we're just a couple of idiots doing a podcast and people listen to it is amazing. The fact that people tuned in last week to listen to number 2, I mean, obviously there's a lot of idiots out there. No, but seriously, that's like, yeah, that's amazing. Thank you for tuning in and we hope we entertain you with our silliness.
We should continue to try. That's all we can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if at first you don't succeed, just give up, like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, exactly.
I got better things to do. That's a lie, I have no life.
Oh,
I know.
Never mind. Okay.
Fuck it.
So, David, have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. Just kind of following the numbers of episode 2, seeing what we're doing with that. Just recording some little bits and pieces for that, which probably never see the light of day, but... whatever, it amuses me.
Entertaining you.
It entertains me, yeah. Just been listening to some new bands. Listening to just same bands I've listened to for ages, just because there's not a lot of new stuff coming out at the moment. But yeah, just kind of been working on some music myself as well. So just kind of filling my days like an old person. Yeah, just a couple of hours at the steering window, you know. But no, it's been good. What have you been up to?
Well, music-based things, obviously.
Well, there we are. Who'd have thought?
But you're just saying about there's not a lot of new things coming out. I've discovered some new things this week.
What? Tell me about them.
You know about them, but they're not like new. It's just new to me.
Ah.
You know?
So like, not shiny new.
No.
Kind of a bit, you know, off. Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first band I discovered were called Mother's Cake.
That is the stupidest name I've ever heard.
They're an Austrian band.
That explains a lot.
Oh.
Are they good? I've heard a couple of their things, actually. They're pretty good.
Their album is really good. I had to review that. So they're kind of like rock, prog.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That's right. Is it No Rhyme, No Reason?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I heard a couple of songs. Couldn't tell you the name because I'm shit with stuff like that on bands I'm not really, like... au fait with. But yeah, I liked what they heard, and the review was awesome.
Yeah,
I thought the review was good. That's all right. You're getting better with your words.
Thank you.
Pat you on the head.
You're really irritating.
I know.
Okay, so yeah, check them out. They're really good. If you like rock, you like prog, that kind of thing. The other band that we came across is Voodoo Blood.
Oh, fucking A.
I know.
They're amazing bands.
I cannot believe I've not come across this band already.
Yeah, like, they're awesome. They got a female vocalist, just slays. Like, she's awesome.
Her vocals are absolutely breathtaking.
I remember seeing in episode 1 about, like, you know, I don't really like female vocalists because I'm all about the gravel and the men and rah. And you're listening to a lot of female vocalists lately. We see every week. You're like, yeah, I'm listening to a female band.
Yeah, but like I was saying to you, there's great female fronted bands.
Fucking right.
At the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
Good. I'm going to listen. I'm not anti-female.
No? No, you're right. I saw something on I can't remember where I saw it now, but it was like, she's a female vocalist, and She was like, I'm going to start referring to bands as male-fronted rock bands from now on. So, yeah,
it's a fair point.
I guess when they first came out, it was like, oh my God, it's a rock band. It's female-fronted. So it's like a gimmick.
Yeah.
But now there's so many, it's like, it's a female-fronted rock band. All right. Great. Like, who gives a fuck? As long as they're good, like. But no, Voodoo Blood are fucking awesome. And we're going to see them in...
April
the 1st?
Yes.
With Twisted Illusion.
Yep, double headliner.
It's Matt Jones, isn't it? It's his band. And I actually reviewed their album, which name escapes me, Temple of Artifice?
Yes.
There we go. What a memory. You pulled that out of somewhere. That is a fucking good album, man. Yep. That is a good... And he doesn't play everything, but he pretty much does everything. He's a one-man band, but he gets guys in to do bits and pieces. He's in the studio now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date? 20th? I think he's probably finished in the studio now.
I'm excited to hear this, though, because I keep replaying Hatred is a Virtue just on the loop. Intro is just like, that's my cup of tea.
It's brilliant. It's just, I want to see him do that live. That'd be awesome. This album is more proggy, I think, than the first one, he was saying. And there's one song on there that's hitting about 28 to 30 minutes.
That's, like, incredible.
It's fucking awesome. And he was like, there's only 22 minutes. I was like, oh, yeah, you fail. You fail. But he's been doing studio updates on his Facebook and on the band's Facebook. It's just funny as fuck. But I know his voice was giving him some grief towards the end. But,
yeah.
So Twisted Illusion and Voodoo Blood somewhere in Manchester on the 1st of April. Which I can't remember, but check them out on Twitter and Facebook. That's going to be an awesome show. I'm looking forward to that.
And the other band I've kind of come across this week are called The Wild, Canadian rock band.
Okay.
So they're worth checking out if you like quite hard rock and that kind of thing. So.
And I do. The harder the better.
Yay.
Sexual.
Creep. So there are good stuff. There was obviously, there's loads of good stuff out there. And especially if you look at other countries. So we're saying Canada and Austria here, you know, like worth going and looking at other places. As well as, I mean, obviously UK music, fantastic. Amazing bands here. But it's nice sometimes to pick something from somewhere else and just get a different vibe.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that go, I listen to a lot of music. And you go, okay, cool. Like, what do you listen to? And then it turns out they don't listen to a lot of music. They just listen to whatever's on the radio. And, mm-hmm. and the radio they're listening to is mainstream radio. So they're missing out on a lot of stuff. People who go, like, the UK scene is dead. Like, are fucking idiots. Like, because it's not. There's radio stations out there. You know, Guy Bellamy on Meridian FM. He plays a lot of new music. He champions that. And, you know, and there's other stations as well that kind of champion it. And that's what we kind of do as well. Like, the bands we're kind of looking at, kind of like, you know, at the level of, say, support bands. But you've got to go and support them because they're tomorrow's headliners.
Yeah.
And you can't break new stars if you're just going, well, fuck this band. I'm only going to see... We're going to see Stonebroken and Glenn Hughes tomorrow. Now, anybody else going to that gig will just say, I'm going to see Glenn Hughes tomorrow and some support.
Mm-hmm.
But we're actually going, and I like Glenn Hughes, I ain't got nothing against Glenn Hughes, but we're only going to see Stonebroken.
Yeah.
You know, the support band, because mm-hmm. they're a fucking talented band, and we've mentioned them on the show before at Rockstar, and you've seen them like a million times since June or something. And you've got to go and support them, because that's how you find out about new music sometimes. Me and you are a weird breed, because we will actively seek out bands, you know? And I used to have I had a phase of going through Wikipedia, so I'd make sure I had, like, albums from bands. I was like, I'll just look at their discography, see if I'm missing anything. And then you'd look at it and be like, artists associated with this band. Oh, I've never heard of them. Or I haven't given them a chance. And you go and check them out. And all of a sudden, then you've got a fucking massive catalogue of albums to listen to and just kind of opening your mind to all this different music and new music to you, which is fantastic.
I think as well, when I started gigging, like when I was like late teens, early 20s, and I used to go gigging with other people, it was kind of like, you'd go to the pub, you'd have the drinks, and it'd be like, oh, we're going to the gig now because the door's open. Oh no, we don't get there like when the door's open, you know? And I'm thinking, oh, is that because you're just standing around waiting? And it was like, they didn't go for the support bands. They were just going to see the band that was headlining that night. And that's kind of like the way I got into gigging.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I'd be like, you know, I want to go see the support bands. I want to see who else is on, you know, and discover new things. And that's kind of like the way I've progressed then over the years. It was like, no, I am going to get there when the doors open. And
put your foot down. God damn it.
I want to see who the support bands are and things. And I think a lot of people do turn up to see the support band, but not enough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've been guilty of it myself. I saw Machine Head in Cardiff around March 2016. And I forget who was supporting them. I think it was Glassjaw. Or somebody else. Whoever the first band were, I mean, we were late getting there anyway, but I wasn't that fussed. I was like, eh, you know, whatever. I'm going to see Machine Head, and if I see Glassjaw, great. So I've been guilty of that myself. But you're right, you've got to support the new bands, because how else are you going to find out about new music? When we saw Alter Bridge in November, I was like, fuck, Alter Bridge, I like Alter Bridge. Gojira I'd already heard of and was like, amazing. Like a Storm, you turned me on to them and say they were fucking great. And Volbeat, I'd heard of, but I'd never heard them. So what I did then, the day of the gig, I was on my phone, right, new Volbeat album, everybody's been raving about it, let's stick that on. And I was like, ah, fucking, this is cool. So kind of did it kind of backwards, kind of yeah. Looked at the support band before seeing them. But yeah, I missed Like a Storm, which was disappointing, because...
they were good.
Yeah, just traffic. Fucking traffic, man. It's shit.
Mm. But then a lot of these gigs now, they open the doors quite early, don't they? And it's like...
Well, that one was weird. Yeah, because I think the doors open for that was 6:30. And they were on at 6:45, or it was 6:15 open and 6:45. And it was a weird show. Like, you know, Gojira and Volbeat are bigger bands than, you know, like what you would class as like your local support or whatever. So they were all given like a decent slot. So it was just an earlier show. It was a longer show. It was great. Fucking awesome. But yeah, I was gutted I missed Like a Storm. But yeah, you've got to support the support, because if no one buys if no one goes to see them, right, no one is then going to be like, I want to buy this CD. No one's going to be like, I want to buy their merch. Unless you've got some dickhead that goes, oh, that's a cool shirt, I'll just buy it. You haven't got a clue what it is. Mm. But even then, okay, you're paying the band, so who gives a fuck? Like, but that's not going to help them in future.
No.
In future gigs. So you've got to do that.
You're saying we're going to see Stonebroken tomorrow evening. Yeah. I mean, Stonebroken were a support band that I only discovered because I went to a gig to see Inglourious.
Yeah.
So saw Inglourious, obviously brilliant, but the two support bands were Stonebroken and the Gypsy Heart.
Right, yeah.
Gypsy Heart, another amazing band. I think they've been in doing some work recording and writing at the moment, so they've kind of been off the scene for a bit, so I'm looking forward to them coming back out. But had I not gone and supported bands, I wouldn't have discovered Stonebroken, and that would have been a massive loss, because that's the band I've seen the most in the last
year. I was going to say, yeah, you would have missed out on a ton of gigs. The way they're kind of now all over social media a little bit, I think you probably would have stumbled across them at some point, but yeah, think of what you would have missed out on, you know, beforehand. And actually, would we be going to the gig tomorrow to see Glenn Hughes if Stonebroken were not supporting? Because every time we've been talking to people about it, it's like, oh, we're going to a gig on the 21st. Where you go? Oh, who you going to see? Stonebroken.
Yeah.
Oh, and Glenn Hughes. You know, he's a big fucking star, like, and yeah.
I think
fuck that guy. Yeah. Stonebroken.
But there's a lot of gigs that I go to that I go for the support bands. But then, you know, what we do is we focus on the new stuff. So that's going to happen, isn't it? That we're then going around and we're seeing a lot of the smaller bands and things and supporting them.
I remember years ago going to see Evanescence, and my mate was like, oh yeah, I want to see Evanescence. I was like, all right, who's supporting? And it was a Canadian band called Finger 11. I fucking love Finger 11. To me, in my head, they're a massive band, but they're really not. Check them out, because they're fucking awesome. And I went for them, and they were great. Like, guitarist is throwing his guitar all over the place. It's just an awesome show. And then there was a guy in front of me watching Evanescence, and they came on, and he was standing there just giving him the finger. And I'm like, why would you come to a gig? And we were fairly... we weren't at the front. Like, we weren't down the front, but, like, we were a few rows back. I'm like, why are you in front of me? And why are you giving Amy Lee the finger? You've given her money, you dipshit. If you don't want it, fuck off. But yes, I there's a few gigs I've gone to where I'm just like, I want to see a sport.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less about the headline band.
Hmm. So people need to do that more.
Yeah, fucking right they do. They go do. And do it. Turn this off. No, listen to the whole thing, then go and do it.
Obviously.
Obvs.
So yeah, so good stuff.
So do you want to talk about a couple of new releases that have been out and about... last week or so?
Yep. Let me tell you about one that's come out today.
Boom. Go.
Blurred Vision.
Fresh. Right here.
Fresh.
We bring you the fresh.
Blurred Vision. New single out today. Yeah. Democracy.
Is it good?
Check them out. So I'm going to say. Good. Yeah, it's really, really good.
There we are then.
I'm saying. Go check them out. They're a really good band.
All right, cool. Because I haven't heard the single, so I will. I will do this.
Do that.
I will. I'll go right now, goddammit.
Been listening to?
I have been listening to the new album. It's been out now a couple of weeks. You, Me, at Six.
Yes.
They've got a new album out. It's called Night People. And their band has been around a while, and I haven't listened to them for a while. So I was like, I know this band. I'm going to listen to this album. It's about 10, 11 songs. I think it's 10 songs. It's only 35 minutes long. So it's a real short album, but it's quite tight. It doesn't like fuck around. It's rocky. It's some like poppy hooks in there as well. I think they're going in a slightly poppier direction maybe, but don't let that put you off because it's still good like alt rock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some good songs in there. I'd recommend checking it out. It's a good listen. Let's say it's only 35 minutes long. It flies by. It's great. It's a really good album.
Okay.
Check it out.
Check that one out as well. News this week. So we've had New Device have just signed to TMR Band Management.
Yep.
And they've already got on their books Scam, Stonebroken and Doomsday Outlaws. So they've got some cracking bands.
Absolutely.
So
that's a good little stable.
That's a great thing for New Device as well. Because they've been around for quite a while, those guys. So I think it's they're trying to come back and go at it again. I think they don't give up, so it's really good.
No, that's cool.
So they're a good band. Twisted Illusion, we mentioned already, they're back in the studio doing... He's doing his second album.
Yeah,
so
I think they're probably wrapping that up. I think they probably have finished that now. So looking forward to that. I've seen the artwork for that.
Yes, it's awesome.
It's fucking cool. It's really good artwork.
We've got Baleful Creed. They're working on their second album. That's really inching forward now. So hopefully we won't have too long to wait before that comes out.
Yeah, I believe that they are just... I think it's done. I think they're just mixing.
Yes.
I think they're just going through some mixes, so that won't be too far away.
Nope, so that's good. Bad Touch, they've recruited a 20-year-old virtuoso, Harry Slater, as their new lead guitarist, replacing Rob. I think it was Rob that suggested getting him in as well. So, yeah, he's a cracking one, so it'll be good to see him live. I think he's already performed with them live before, so I think he's come back into the fold kind of thing after.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's a good thing.
Any new merch coming out?
New merchandise, Massive Wagons, I've already bought that.
We've got that stuff down. My band shirt Friday t-shirt for today is Massive Wagons. It's the Get Nailed shirt. It looks
cracking.
Really cool.
And I've got the ladies vest top, which is another cracking one. So they've got good stuff. And Stonebroken as well. They started issuing different pictures and things saying they've got new merch coming out, which will be available on their tour and online. So I can't wait to get some more of their stuff.
I was going to say, that's where you'll be tomorrow then.
Yeah, maybe.
Getting some merch.
Maybe.
Awesome.
So that's kind of the news that's gone on this week.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on this week.
That's load good. Of stuff. Something else I want to talk about, London events.
Okay.
So I know not everything's based around London. We've got the whole of the country, but we live near to that. Well, I live near to that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. Dear friend of ours, who's part of our Gig Girls team, does PR and things to help promote an event called Shot Through the Heart, which is based in London. So I thought it would be a good idea to give him a call and get him to tell us about what's going on.
Well, we could tell you all about Shot Through the Heart, but I think if we did give him a ring, then that would make more sense, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he is the man in the know.
He is. The man about the town.
He's the man about the town.
Okay.
The man that does not wear flat shoes, and it's Cormel. Shot Through the Heart. What is it? When does it happen? What goes on? Go.
Okay. Well, Shot Through the Heart is a fairly recent addition to the London rock scene, I guess you could say. It was founded by Ben Christo, who you might know from the guitar player Sisters of Mercy. And Arno from Generation Graveyard. It's an underground punk goth band. So these guys decided, after talking, that you never hear these great 80s glam tracks, given the kind of love they deserve. You know, after grunge and after all these songs, people like, I don't know, Wasp or Rat or Bon Jovi, some of those songs, you never hear them live. You don't see those bands coming over anymore. So they decided to put together their own project, kind of using the best of rock musicians on the scene today. So the guys who are in the band, they do a monthly set of all their favorites, say, glam songs. It has to be big riffs, big hair, we say big fun, L80s stuff. So.
Sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing.
It's a great song, you know, and there are lots of familiar faces. I'm sure all you guys will know people like Dan Lee is our main singer from New Device. Hell of a voice, hell of a front man.
Yes.
You know, Nero Knox from Kill It, amazing player. Ben is the rhythm guitar player, the leader, and Moyano Buffalo on drums.
Yep.
Yeah, and we usually have a revolving kind of lineup of guest people. So, actually, we had a few, like Dougie White from Rainbow. You know, whoever's really available wants to go in and jam, they can do it, so...
And where does this happen?
Well, it happens at the Lounge. It's in Archway, the Lounge 666. It's a new venue. You find it, I think they opened up just earlier this year. And they're kind of booking, it's kind of like an alternate act. All those venues in, say, Soho and Denmark Street closed down in the last few years. They have to find a new place to go. So Archway is our kind of the new strip for us, the new hub. So we're trying to book in, or they're trying to book in, you know, young bands, new talent, support, keep that live music going. And it happens every month at the Lounge.
That's awesome. And the next one is this evening that everyone's heading out to?
The next one is this evening.
Yeah.
And the next, I guess we should, the next big one will be a Valentine's special. We're calling it Valentine's Through the Heart. It's going to be extra special mid-February. So we'll get the date. I'm sure by the time we're doing this with dates and the details will be available. But that'll be the next big one, Valentine's.
It sounds fantastic, and I think David and I are going to come along this evening.
Yeah, we will be there. Yeah. Looking forward to getting my 80s glam on. Can't wait.
You don't have the big hair, though.
Shut your face.
Get the big hair. Get some spandex on. Get some leopard.
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to raid your wardrobe, mate.
I will.
But no, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, hearing some of those, yeah, I guess what I thought was the most interesting part of it is some of those songs, you know, you've really forgotten those bands like Wasp and Europe, even Toto. You know, we have these people. Amazing. You forget how those are just such great songs.
Yeah.
With the silly videos and, you know, the stuff that's gone on in between the last 30 years, you forget those are great melodies, great players. And to hear that stuff come alive, it's really interesting, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, sounds amazing.
So we'll be there. We'll go tonight and then we can come back and report.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd love that. I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Amazing. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Thank you very much for letting us know all about that.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. Hopefully we'll make this, well, not semi-regular, but whenever you guys can fit me in.
Yeah. We've always got time for you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
But that's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Take care. Okay, there we are.
That was
so
cool.
We know everything about Shot Through the Heart now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going tonight. So
tonight is going to be awesome.
Amazing.
We're going to rock.
I'm totally going to be like losing my voice.
Let's lose our voice. That's a good night out though, isn't it?
Deaf. Fucking A.
Get deaf and lose your voice.
Get deaf and lose your voice. And then sing like your nays band. You're like,
We're going to a glam rock night.
Jesus.
There's
going to
be singing.
Hopefully they'll do some cheesy Shot Through the Heart Bon Jovi stuff. And then we can just take the piss.
It's going to be awesome. But it does sound great.
It does sound great. And if you want to follow Shot Through the Heart on Twitter, you can. It's at Shot Through Heart. So that's SHOTTHRUHEART. And you can follow Cormel as well at Lost Highway GNR. Because he's a Guns N' Roses fan. So yeah. Lost Highway GNR. So do that.
And we'll probably get him back on again soon to have a little chat about what gigs he's been going to.
Yeah, he goes to quite a bit, so we'll get him on. We'll get some of the other guys from the Gig Girl team as well. We've had them on the leash over Christmas,
yes.
And now we're releasing them into the wild.
Yes.
So we can...
Well, gig season's kicking up again now, isn't it? So
well, that's
it. Get them in.
Yeah, so we'll get them on and we can get some kind of live thoughts, if you like, on what they're doing, what they've seen, and you know... Any decent support bands going back to that, you know, that they've seen along the way, which would be cool.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So this week we have been talking, or I have been talking to Piston.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Stupid snow.
I know, you missed out.
I know.
You did miss out. I had a chat with Jack. We'll play the interview for you in a moment. But Jack's the lead guitarist in Piston.
He is.
A band who I was raving about. Was that last week or the first week? Last week.
It was sometime.
Sometime.
I switch off, to be fair.
Ah, don't be mean.
Stop, you're being mean to me. Ow. She's punching me, everybody. Why?
Okay, Piston.
Yes, Piston. The good band. Cool band.
Great band. Great music.
Yes.
Working on an album. I cannot wait for that to come out.
Yeah, to be fair, it seems like we've been waiting forever for an album to come out.
It has been a while.
They've released an EP, they released a single, it was like 2013, 2014, they've released with a new singer now, a live video. Is it Fade Out? The live video? I want to say Fade Out. It's probably not, but whatever. Check their website. why do I have to do all the work for them?
Their website is pistonuk.com.
Yeah. I ain't Googling a few. Do it yourself. but that was, again, 2015, so they're kind of sporadically releasing bits and pieces.
It's frustrating. Because if you like find a band, you like the music, you want more and more and more,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
And you know, if they're slow at doing that, but then you know, if they're not signed, for example, or anything else, and it's harder and they're self-funding,
yeah,
it's going to be slower. I'll show you the interview with Jack anyway. But in the interview, Jack mentions they're going to be starting a Pledge Music campaign soon.
Yes.
So, but I wanted to bring up about Pledge Music anyway, because this is something that's relatively new, I think, that's coming out for bands to try and.
It's a few years old. I tell you what. Because we're hitting about maybe the 20-odd minute mark here, and people are fed up of listening to us speak. I am.
I'm always bored of hearing you.
I've never wanted to hit you so much in my life as I do right now.
You just like the sound of your own voice.
I do, yes. Let's smash on the interview for Jack.
Okay.
Let's play that. Listen to him, listen to his stories, and we'll come back to discuss David out.
You're a plank. So I'm here with Jack, who's a guitarist from Piston. So hello, Jack.
Hello.
So for people who don't know Piston, maybe especially for our American audience as well, could you just tell us a little bit about the band, who you guys are, how you got together?
We're mainly a blues rock band from around Birmingham, England. Specifically Staffordshire, really, though, but we might as well say we're from Birmingham because everybody assumes that the accent is Birmingham. So, a blues rock band, they were inspired by like many bands from Motley Crue to up until like the Black Crowes. We were very inspired by a lot of blues rock kind of bands, really. We kind of put that in our own twist, really, make it a little bit heavier.
Okay. So, yeah. And how did you guys all meet? How have you kind of come together?
Kind of funny story, really, because I remember like a long time ago, my mum was a teacher and she used to teach Brad and Luke, who were the drummer and the guitar player. And I must have been about 11. I remember coming down to the local venue down the road. She's like, we've got to go watch them because they're amazing. They were called Showstopper at the time, I think. So I was only young and I sat there watching them. I was like, I've got to be in a band with these guys. And then didn't hear nothing off them. They blew the roof off. The place was packed. And didn't hear nothing off them for years, really. And then I just got a phone call off Brad going, would you like to come down and audition? So yeah, no problem at all. Come down. Obviously, it worked. We got on really well. So there was me, Luke, Brad and Iggy, the bass player. And we didn't have a singer. So for about a year and a half, we rehearsed without a singer. And it got to the point when it was breaking point, really, where even Luke said, I'm stepping away from this. We can't find a singer. And then miraculously, the week after, we found Steve, which is our first singer. So ever since then, it's just been gone up, really. It's just been got more and more popular and gone from there. So
that's that. And you've got Robin now doing the vocals.
We do have Robin now, yeah. Rob was actually my original choice for the band when I was looking for a singer. And when I asked him, he turned around to us and he went, you're not good enough. Come back when you're good enough. I'm like, okay. So that's when we got Steve, and then Steve left, and I was like, yeah, Rob straight away. So.
And do you find with the lineup that you've got now, it just kind of gels and it works? And
yeah, we're all best friends, so it's very... it's nice, you know, it's nice that we've got that connection, yeah. You know.
That's great. So how did you yourself get into rock music, that kind of thing? Where's your influence come from?
My mum and dad, I've been brought up on... I remember just being a little kid and my dad would always have like the Cult or Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue or something like that, blasting in his garage on my vinyl. And then my mum's a massive rock fan, so I've always grown up around it, really, like The Doors and all these real... great bands. So I've always grown up around it, but I always knew that I wanted to do something in music, or had like a bit of a spark to do it, and I'm thankful that I did pursue it, really. So
what made you go down learning the guitar route?
I wanted to learn drums, but I was too terrible with my coordination. And then my granddad had a guitar and I started playing that, and then my mum and dad got me like my first electric, and then after that it was pretty... My skills got well very quick. Like, so I never went out as a kid from about 12 onwards. I never went out and didn't have a social life, really. I stayed and played guitar, that's what I wanted to do. So every hour, like 6 hours after school, like, I'd be practicing all day, every day on weekends and holidays. I'd never go out. So I think that's where I got it from, really. So
you've definitely got a passion there for it then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's good. So with Piston, I've seen you guys twice now. I saw you at the Big Red and I've seen you in the Underworld. Both amazing sets. I think I reviewed you at the Big Red as well. I'm just saying, a fantastic live band. So yeah. Like, how important is it for a new band to be out gigging as opposed to perhaps just getting your recorded music out there? Is live gigging a good thing that you need to do to build your fan base?
I think so. You've got to be out there to get the attention of people to build up the fan base. Otherwise, you're relying on your family and your friends, which you do anyway at the start, but you've got to be out there really pushing the band to try and get it across to people. But at the same time, you don't want to over gig and play too many times where people get bored of you, so you've got to find a nice balance in between.
And do you feel you're doing that at the moment?
I hope we are.
That's I think you're good. Yeah. And you've got a tour coming up, starting at the end of this month. You're touring with the Choir Boys and the Brew as well.
Yeah.
You've got some dates coming up with that, so you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be really fun. It's funny because Spike's been at a few of our gigs. We've played with them before as well. And it's nice to go back out and play shows with them. And then we've got the Brew. And I've been a fan of the Brew for a long time, so it's nice to get the call to play with them. So, yeah, it's nice.
Will we have the chance to see you on a headline tour soon?
When the album comes out, we'll probably do a tour which is supporting someone bigger than us, and then we'll do our own headline thing. So.
Okay. So you last brought an EP out in 2013, Playing With Fire. And you've had a single in 2014, Leave If You Dare, which we're going to play the interview out with as well tonight. But with the album that you've been working on at the moment, when can we expect to hear that or see that?
We will have a pledge campaign coming out the next couple of months, which we've been working really hard on. And then I'm thinking around just before the summer festival dates, hopefully. But I need to. It'll be soon. I know that much. It won't be a winter release. I shouldn't think so. It'll be soon.
Okay. I think David and I have been chatting recently about the pledge campaigns with music and things, and how fantastic they are. And so many people seem to be getting behind them, like real rock fans. So do you find that something that's really a great thing that's going to help you guys out?
I hope so. Well, I've been debating it. Like, do we do a pledge campaign? Don't we? But I spoke to a lot of people, and the great thing is that, yeah, it helps put a bit of money to your album, but it also promotes it, and it also connects you with people, which I think if you did it on your own, which we could do it on our own, but I think it's more of a connection thing for us as well. We want to connect with people a bit more, so that's the route.
And I think that's a great thing. There's a band, Idle War, from California, and they did a pledge campaign, and I think it really helped them to communicate with people in the UK, for example. And then when they came over here, they'd already had a fan base, so it must work on some level to do that. But I think also as well, people, I suppose it's human nature, isn't it? They're more likely to get behind you if they feel they're getting something back. And I think with the pledge music thing, there's loads of goodies available for people on there.
Well, exactly. I think it's just a bit more, it gives them a bit more choice, and it focuses them a bit more, I think, really, and to help the new bands out, I think. Well, not even new bands or emerging artists, whatever. I think it's just a really cool platform that's been released for artists, really.
So it's a great thing. So we can all look out for that then, to get behind the new album, which will be great. So with the album, are we looking at some newer type stuff, or is it much the same as what you've already been producing, or same sort of sound?
Well, we've got... Well, this album's kind of been in the works since we've started, so we've got like a journey. So we've got from when we... some of the original songs when we wrote with Steve, which Leave If You Dare had a batch of songs which we've redone. Actually, we've reworked them a lot and we've made them a lot more stronger, so you can expect that kind of sound. We've got some airborne kind of sounds in there. We've got some temperance. We've got like a real mix of it, so we've got the real heavy hitting ones, and you've got like a nice mix of slow ones as well, which are ballsy at the same time. So it goes from like temperance movement up until airborne, so you've got a real mixture of things. And we finished writing a new one actually yesterday, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear the stuff, so it'd be really good. So I think we're coming to see you as well at the 100 Club on the 30th, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're excited to come and catch you at that. So, like, for you, like, who are your influences specifically? So I know you've said about the band's influences with music and things, but who has influenced you?
Well, I think... the people that influenced me haven't necessarily influenced the band, if that makes sense, because even though I love Guns N' Roses, I've grown up on them, they're my favourite band. I wouldn't necessarily say the riffs from that band have influenced Piston. So personally, it's like Guns N' Roses, The Cult. Recently, the Temperance Movement, The Faces, The Black Crowes. Oh, there's so many bands. But I've always grown up on like The Doors, The Cult, Guns N' Roses, them kind of bands, really. That's where I've got my thing from. And guitar playing wise, the obvious like Slash, but more Doug Aldrich and from Whitesnake and them kind of people.
Okay, cool. And I think as well with Piston, you've shared the stage with quite a lot of bigger bands as well. So like you mentioned, the Temperance Movement a moment ago, Whitesnake, Sebastian Bach, The Treatment, all of those kinds of people. Do you find like being in a newer band, it's a good thing to tag along with these bigger ones? Does that help you out?
I think so. That's the way we've built most of our fan base, is because we could go out and headline these shows and, you know, you're only going to be able to connect with people that you already know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing with, like, Sebastian, for example, we didn't even need to sell any tickets or anything like that. It was sold out from the get-go, so we reached about 600 people in one night, and most of them were buying t-shirts, and the same with Toes. I mean, we did something with Planet Rock with them. It was funny because you get told, we've done 450 pre-sales tonight, guys, and you think, yeah, whatever. And then, because you hear it a lot, and I remember, I just didn't remember walking out the venue, and there was a line of about 400 people. I was like, oh my God, I don't think we're prepared for this one. And that was a real big gig. And a lot of them, they bought t-shirts, and we've been very lucky, really, to get such good gigs. So, for you,
like with being in a newer band, perhaps, and trying to establish yourself, is that a more difficult thing to do these days, do you think, with where we've got social media and that kind of thing? It's so easy for people to put their music out there. Do you have to really fight to be heard amongst everyone else?
I don't think you have to fight if you're good. Yeah, if you're good at what you do, then if you believe in yourself and you're good at what you do, then there's no competition, really. As long as you've refined your sound, which, you know, everybody's working on refining their sounds, but if you know you've got something going for you, you shouldn't see anybody else as competition. You should just... I think that's kind of a bit of a problem with people. They see each other as competition. We've got to do better than these. But, you know, if these bands all got together and did a tour, then that tour would be very, very well selling. So I wouldn't say competition. I think it's nice that we have platforms now where people can push their music out and reach a wide demographic compared to before the internet. It was a lot more labouring, I think, for bands. So
has social media been helpful for you then?
If we didn't have social media, I don't think we'd be where we are today. You know, if we didn't have social media, I wouldn't have found the singers. I wouldn't have found... We wouldn't even be talking, like, you know, as band members, as best friends, and we wouldn't even be playing together. So we've relied a lot on it.
I think it's a good thing. And I think as well, as we were saying before, there's a great interest now in newer bands and that kind of thing. There's a radio show that focuses on new music. We like to focus on new music as well. And then you've got the festivals like Wildfire that like to promote all new bands. So do you find that that's a good thing now, that more people are jumping on board with that?
I think so, because I kind of wish that some of the more mainstream festivals was a little bit more lenient to the new bands, and I'm glad that Wildfire is doing what they're doing, because last year's lineup was great, and it's a lot stronger this year, a hell of a lot stronger, and they have literally picked the best emerging bands, I feel, in England, and I think it's fantastic what he's doing, and I think it's going to do really, really well.
I think it's great. And I think as well, things like Ramblin' Man, they've got the Rising stage. Personally, I feel that should be a bigger stage because, like we always say, if you're a good band, you're a good band. It shouldn't, I think, success, whatever that is, shouldn't dictate the size of the stage that you go on at the end of the day. So I think I like Wildfire because everyone seems to be treated the same. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's great. Ramblin' Man's doing some exciting things as well. I wish they'd... I don't know a lot about it, but I think that if they did the right, maybe if they did two rising stages or they added another stage so we could get a little bit more emerging talent on, you know.
I think it'd be good, and say with the rising stage last year, that at times was pulling more people than the main stage throughout the day.
I heard that. Yeah.
And there were bands that came onto the rising stage that pulled people away from the main stage, which is phenomenal, really. So I think, you know, that's got to speak volumes, really, to some of the organisers.
Well, I think that... that's why I think as a band we love supporting people, because I think it brings out the best in you, because you're not competing with the band you're playing on the same stage with. You're trying to win over an audience. You're trying to put on the best show for the audience so that they can become your fans, you know. And that's the competition, I think. You're just trying to prove your worth to people, and I think that's really exciting. And I love it when bands... most of the time, I'll go and see a headline show to see the support bands because they've got a point to prove.
Yes.
And I find that really exciting.
I think it is. And for me, and I say it a lot in my reviews and when I talk to people, I think that a band that has enthusiasm and passion is so much more exciting as a listener to go and see and watch, and, you know, or even just listen to their recorded stuff, than sometimes some of these bigger bands, they kind of lose their enthusiasm a little bit.
I think so. Yeah, it's kind of disheartening, really, because, you know, they'll be one of your favourite bands and you listen to it. Like, the support band's great, and you're like, oh, I'm stoked for this band. And then the headline band come on, you're like, I don't remember them sounding like this on the videos.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. So no, it's great. And I think that's why I love watching you guys, because the energy that you have on stage is just phenomenal. And I've I've seen you twice, but at both those times I've not seen anyone look disinterested, or you make people listen, and I think that's phenomenal in a live performance to get the attention like that.
I think so. I think it's more about, you know, we could stand still and play everything note for note and not do anything and make it technically the best performance and be, I guess, a little bit tighter, but we kind of sacrifice that a little bit to put on a really good show. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about Airborne, these kinds of bands, where they'll just, you know, Joel O'Keefe will climb the lighting rig or whatever. We don't have the foot. We don't get to do that at the minute, but I'm sure we will if we get a chance.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So you've got the new album underway. What other plans, or what direction are Piston hoping to go in from now?
I think that the songs on the previous releases were still kind of finding our sound, and we was just getting our feet really. But now we've got like a whole album's worth of material ready to go. We've got a real good blend of where, as a band, we are with the sound at the minute. So we've got, it's like, you know, we've got songs which are like kind of Temperature and a little bit Aerosmithy. You've got the real heavy stuff like the DC kind of riff. So we've got a real good blend, and we know where our music sits.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we have established our own sound. We've been very fortunate, actually, to know where we stand with our music.
Can we expect to see any more covers on the new album? Because you covered Proud Mary on your EP.
I don't think so. We're trying to get away from Proud Mary because everybody expects us to play it, and then when we add a new song, they're like, oh, we want to be Proud Mary.
Yeah. I think it's good. Push your own material at the end of the day, you know.
But we've started doing some AC/DC covers. Well, but the lesser known stuff like Gone Shooting and things like that. Some Doors covers we've put in. We've done The Faces a little bit and some Rolling Stones. So we've got a bunch of covers, and we'll throw one in for each gig and see which one works, you know. So
just have a bit of fun and test it out a bit.
Yeah, sometimes they don't work so great, but sometimes they do.
So I suppose it depends on the crowd as well, how you get on with what you do.
So exactly.
What makes a good crowd for you? What makes a good gig?
Responsive. Like, it doesn't matter if them, you know, if even if it's half full or a little bit full. Obviously, in an ideal world, everybody wants it packed, but as long as their response, that's all that matters to me. As long as they enjoy the songs and they follow us and they become a fan, that's what matters to me. It doesn't matter how many people are in that room.
So I don't think you guys will have a problem with that, though, because you're so good. So it's I've brought a friend along with me to your gig in the Underworld, and she's not particularly into rock music and things like that, but she's become a fan since of yours. So no, that's awesome when you see that people get converted over. So it's excellent. Also, you've just brought out a new website, so pistonuk.com. People can go there and check out all your tour dates are on there.
Yeah, everything's on there.
Okay, and you're across all the other usual social media platforms.
Yeah, if people just go to the site, then they can follow everything from there.
Excellent. So that's brilliant. Check out Piston on their tour, which starts January the 29th in Wolverhampton with Choir Boys. And then we've got London, back in Wolverhampton, and Nottingham, and you're also Wildfire Festival in June, so people can check you out there as well. That's brilliant, but I wish you all the best for the future. Thank you for talking to me, and it's interesting to see how you develop and where are you going to go on to now?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But no, thank you, Jack.
Well, there was the interview with Jack. I want to say it was an amazing interview because Naomi did it all by herself, and I'm not being paid for this comment whatsoever. But no, it was a good interview. Really interesting interview. Nice guy. Young.
He's a lovely guy.
Young guy, isn't he? Really young guy. Talented guitarist.
But very talented guy.
Him being young had nothing to do with it other than just pure jealousy.
Are you being ageist?
I am being ageist because it's my birthday in...
You can't start talking about your birthday a month before.
1, 2, 3 weeks?
Shush. But yeah, it was great talking to Jack.
Yes.
Really nice guy. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, lots of cool plans coming up for Piston. You say the album as well and the little tour they're going on supporting The Brew and the Choir Boys on the 29th. What's that?
Yeah, it starts the 29th. We're seeing them the 30th. So
yeah, we were seeing them through the 100 Club.
100 Club, the Sweaty Club.
The Sweaty Club. We love a Sweaty Club. It sounded wrong. Whatever, we'll go with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be the first time I've seen them play, so it'd be good to catch up with Jack as well.
Yeah.
Kind of message him after the interview, just say, "I'm so sorry, I couldn't interview you." And he was like,
David just said, "I'm so sorry, I couldn't interview you."
But going back to what we were talking about then, before the interview, and he touches on that in there. the whole Pledge Music campaign. So there's obviously Kickstarter's been around, and there's Patreon is another one, or Patreon, I don't know, Patreon probably. So it's becoming a big thing. It's becoming a big thing for bands now to do unsigned bands, DIY, whatever, just to kind of play on that fan base and go, we will get you new music out, or we will do this and you can help us fund our project. Whether that be, we want to go into a studio and record an album, we want to get equipment for a music video, or get a music video produced, or whatever it may be. It seems to be the new big thing, but it's not new, but...
Yeah, but it gets your fans to back you. And at the end of the day, we're the ones that want what they're creating. So I don't mind prepaying for stuff, you know, and that's great. And if, you know, if that's going to help Piston or anyone else that does that kind of thing. And I've done quite a few pledges now for different bands. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting because you get goodies that you wouldn't normally be able to get your hands on so easily.
So for anybody that doesn't know anything about the Pledge Music campaigns or anything, because you can, it's not just music, it can be whatever, if you're a film student or whatever. So you have your project. So let's say, for argument's sake, I'm going to record an album, and then you have a fund in mind, so it's like, I want to raise £1 million or whatever, dollars, and then what you do, you kind of set up increments. So if you were to donate, say, a pound or a dollar, you would get something.
Normally like a digital download.
Yeah, digital, or like, you know, a sticker or something. Something really small, but like, oh, it's from the band. So then if it was like £5, then it would be whatever the first thing was plus something else, and then the numbers go up, and then, you know, I did see somebody... I want to say it was Annihilator, the Canadian band. If you donated, it was something stupid, like $50,000. He had this like old classic muscle car, something like that. So if you donated that, and there was only one donation that could be made, you get his car. Like, that's fucking crazy. But like, as it goes up, and then you get everything else. Yeah, and that's basically how that works. So what you've got then is you've got a band that are not signed. They don't have the financial support from whether it's a day job or a record label or whatever. And then what you have got then is they've got hardcore fans that want to show the support. So take my money. I will get goodies back from you. Happy days. And then, like you said, that enables then that band to go and create whatever that project is. They bring it out. And I think I've seen people, you know, like, can you fund a tour for us?
Yeah, and I think it's great because it kind of, it's like a partnership then, isn't it, with between the bands and the people who listen. And, you know, you can get the signed albums, you can get signed vinyl. I've had quite a few of those through Pledge Music. I've had signed drum heads from Idle War. I've got another one on the way from Papa Roach at the moment.
Oh, cool.
You can get the drumsticks. But something else I did for the Texas Flood Pledge Music campaign, I got together with a few other people. And we purchased a private house gig.
Oh, wow.
So that's something we need to get booked in. So it's kind of at the bottom of the list, if you like, one of the most expensive items that you could get from the thing. But a lot of bands will offer up the private house gigs.
They do. I've seen them, you know, we'll write a song for you.
Yeah.
You know, something like
that.
We
can get signed lyric sheets. And, you know, it's
anything.
And it's like, that's exciting, I think, for a fan, for bands to be able to get hold of this kind of memorabilia, you know.
Yeah. And you usually find that bands that do this have got a good kind of engagement with their fans. I think you'd probably see, like, bigger bands take it up as well, and bigger on some level, I guess. Like, you wouldn't see, like, a Metallica or any massive band like that do it. They wouldn't need to. But, like, you say Idle War, they're quite active on social media. They've got that kind of one-to-one engagement with fans. So then that kind of then, as a fan, subconsciously, you're like, ah, they've got a Pledge Music campaign. I'll donate to that.
Yeah.
So then we've touched on this, I think, last week, or maybe the week before. Like, being socially aware and engaged with your fans is going to pay off in the long run. They're going to come to your gigs. They're going to buy your merch. They're going to donate if you have a Pledge campaign.
Yeah.
And like you said, you get some real cool shit. So it's win-win.
It is win-win.
Yay!
Great stuff.
Take my money.
So yeah, keep your eyes out for Piston's Pledge Music campaign, which will be coming up soon. Trucker Diablo, another great band from over Belfast way.
Yes.
They've got a Pledge Music campaign at the moment, which I think it's got 20 odd days left to run on it. I think they're about 56% of the way there when I looked last time.
Okay.
So get over there onto the Pledge Music website, check out Trucker Diablo and have a look at all the goodies that they've got on the go at the moment. But I think it's a great thing. I think so. Like collecting memorabilia. So.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the thing. Anybody that likes these bands, for one, anybody that likes collecting memorabilia, you're going to get some cool stuff. And you can see, you know, you don't have to go, well, I'll pledge X amount of money and see what I get. Like, it's all laid out there. You can see what you're actually pledging for, which is good, because then somebody might go, well, I was only going to donate this much, but I really want that, so I'll go the extra.
Yeah.
So I think they're really cool.
So say, check them out on their tour, which kicks off on January the 29th with Choir Boys in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
January the 30th, they're with The Brew at the 100 Club, where we're going. February the 8th with The Brew in Wolverhampton again. February the 10th with The Brew in Nottingham. That's kind of their tour there. I'm sure they'll have other dates going, but they're also at the moment booked for Wildfire Festival in June.
Yeah, up in Scotland. That's going to be cool.
That's a huge promoter of new music, so we're just going to be completely surrounded by new bands there.
I can't wait. It's Dave Ritchie runs the festival, or is the owner of, or whatever. He's like the head director, anyway. Yeah, he's the main man. What he's doing with Wildfire is fantastic. I think they attract a different crowd anyway.
Yes.
So, like, if you had the equivalent, like, let's say, like, whatever band are playing on, like, you know, the second stage at Rockstock or the rising stage at Rambling Man or Wildfire, if you took that same set and just put it at Leeds or Reading or Glastonbury or one of those festivals, they're going to get shit on.
Yeah.
Because the people that go there are a different mindset. They're a mainstream Radio 1 fan, and you know, which is not a bad thing, but they're not necessarily looking to support new bands.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go and watch the bands that they know, and they're not necessarily going to look for new music, which is why stuff like Wildfire and Rambling Man are fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
They're doing a great job, and long may that continue.
I agree.
Yeah, good.
Good.
I'm glad you do. You should agree with me more.
Yeah, well, not all the time.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about, David? Hang on, let me just say as well.
Okay.
I know I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Piston have got a new website, so check them out on there, pistonuk.com. They're also on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on all the usual Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff, so have a look for them on there. They also have a fan page on Facebook called The Piston Heads, so check that out, join that group. It's updated regularly with all the different news and all of that stuff.
Well, yeah, and you know, like you say, they've got the tour coming up now at the end of the month going into February. I'm sure they're going to be booking up more dates.
Yep.
So that's going to be all over their social media. So yeah, check it out.
But we'll be playing out at the end of this podcast episode with the single that they last brought out, which is Leave If You Dare. So a cracking song.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool song. And that's going to play us out tonight.
Yes.
Or today. Whenever you're listening, really. Midday, early evening.
3 a.m.
Breakfast.
Whatever. I wouldn't want to listen to us over breakfast.
I don't know. What a way to start your day. Fuck this cereal shit. Listen to Down the Front.
That's funny. So, anything else on the go?
Any tours been announced? I know we named
some
last week.
Joanne Shaw Taylor's doing her tour, which starts...
Which started a couple of days
started,
ago, didn't
yeah,
it?
The 17th that Tuesday, started. Yeah. So, yeah, it's on the go. But most of the dates that she's got are sold out, which I'm not surprised at, really.
No.
Bigfoot commencing their first ever tour in February, supporting who?
Soto, which is the band of Jeff Scott Soto.
Yeah.
Awesome frontman.
Awesome.
I was supposed to be going to see them, I want to say on the 17th of February.
Yes, but you can't go.
But I can't go.
That's really sad.
Because I'm not allowed to be seen in public with you. So.
But I'm looking forward to seeing Jeff Scott Soto. But again, I am going for Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The second that they announced that they were there supporting, I bought tickets within about 30 seconds because I was like, I need to see them.
I was like, I must go and see them.
Honestly, I've oh my god, I love them so much.
Yeah,
they're so good.
They're a good band.
But I've not seen them live yet, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I'm gutted I can't go.
I'll phone you and let you know what an amazing time I'm having.
Hey David, I'm down the front, lol, and I'm having a great time. What, I can't hear you over the good music. I'm sorry, I have to go now. I'm having fun. Bye.
I'm so going to do that.
Yes, you will.
We got Toastland as well. They start a tour in April.
Yes, they do. That'll be good. I think they're playing somewhere soon. They're playing Winter's End in February.
They are.
That'll be cool.
So, yeah, we'll catch them there. Who else? Tequila Mockingbird are going to be supporting...
Bonafide?
Yes.
They are a Swedish band, I believe.
So, can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's cool for them. Yeah. I think that's really good.
They're doing so well since they've come over, but I'm not surprised. They're cracking.
They're amazing.
Hardline.
Yeah.
Legendary AOR band.
I do like a bit of AOR.
Yeah.
I do like my adult-orientated rock.
I do like Hardline. And they're just, well, I think it's just one gig.
What?
I know. At Robin 2 in Bilston in Wolverhampton. So I might have to see if I can get to that one because I do like Hardline.
When is that? I want to say May.
Yep, 23rd of May.
Okay.
So we need to check that one out as well.
I'm sure we will. There's a band that had just played in Cardiff last Saturday, the 14th. Farran. Farran? Farran. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, F-A-H-R-A-N. Check them out. They're really cool. Really cool band. And they are going to be touring.
Going forward, so they've got loads of new dates out for that as well.
Yeah. I actually spoke to the drummer, Josh. Is it Josh? I'm really crap with names these days. I'm getting older. It's terrible. But I spoke to Josh because I was going to miss the gig on the 14th because I was down in London seeing my bestie.
Yay!
Yes, you! And so he was like, oh, we're playing, I think we're playing Fuel or the Globe. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to be there. He's like, oh, we got another gig coming up, so don't worry. So I'll catch them on their tour at some point. But they're really cool, and I think we're going to be interviewing them at some point.
We are going to be interviewing them, yes, in the autumn.
It's in the autumn. Yeah, around September time, because I think they might have an album
excited.
Coming out.
So
looking forward to get those guys on the show. That'll be really cool to speak to them.
Excellent.
Show.
Loads of stuff going on in this week.
Well, that's it. It seems like everything's wound down over Christmas,
yeah.
Even though it hasn't. You know, we're saying like, oh, gigging season is starting. Gigs have been going on all the time. But it just seems like everything's ramping up now.
Yep.
And as I say, we're going to unleash the rabid gig girls team and get them out. And I'm looking forward to my first gig of gigging season 2017, which is tomorrow night. It is Stonebroken. Some other legendary guy, I forget. Glenn something or other. Just sang with Deep, whatever. Yeah, Glenn Hughes and Stonebroken. That's going to be fucking cool. Looking forward to that.
Yep. And also, after that gig, we will be reviewing that because we do live gig reviews.
Yes,
so
we do. So
make sure you pop across to our pages on Facebook, The Gig Gals.
Yeah,
and check out the reviews on there.
Yeah, and you can get that on Twitter as well, at The Gig Gals. And obviously follow us on Twitter as well, at DTF Pod.
And follow us on Facebook at
DTF Pod. If you write it in capitals, it gets louder on your screen. And also follow the guys that are kind of featuring us on their network, the Behind the Barricade guys. They are on Twitter at Behind the Cade, because apparently that's cool.
It is.
The Cade. Down with a kiss. Finger clicking.
Nearly have my eye out then.
I'm sorry. It's like a towel snap. they're good. They're good guys. John and Dan, who do Behind the Cade, they got a lot of episodes.
Yep.
They've done a lot of interviews with kind of like hardcore bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So check them out. They're cool guys. And also as well, if you're listening to us on iTunes, because we're new to this podcast malarkey, you need to rank us.
Well, it just ideally helps us with the ranking, star. Isn't it? If you can review us,
review us, not rank us.
Rank us.
But yeah.
If you can review us,
how we rank,
please give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
And please leave us a comment that's nice.
Yeah, because if you don't, we might
we'll
feature
you
on the we might start doing a mean tweet of the week or something. But yeah, no, if you can review us on iTunes, that'll help with the ranking. That'll help
just
us
help
get
promote
more
us more.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be really cool. Thank you for
but
that.
But thank you for tuning in again to episode 3.
Episode 3. Jesus.
I don't know where it's going.
It's gone,
and
yeah.
Hopefully you've subscribed so you'll get that sent through to you each week. But thank you so much for listening. It means the world to both of us.
It does. Yeah, thank you. It's crazy that people are listening to us ramble about music. But I love it. And hopefully we'll get bigger and better and more professional.
Yeah. And I think from, you know, episode 4 onwards, there's with everything kicking up now for the new year, there's a lot going on. So we're going to be interviewing 2 bands a week. From next week,
yeah, there's a few weeks where we're going to be doing that, so that'll be cool. So there'll probably be either 2 shorter podcasts a week or 1 with 2 interviews in and less of us. But that probably
less of us.
Nah, fuck it. I'll just do 2-hour episodes. I don't care.
Okay, so yeah, keep tuning in. We'll be bringing you more new bands, more new music,
more reviews, more live shows, more new bands. Support live music, support us. And
hang on, I've just realised something.
What?
Have you ranted in this episode?
I don't think you have. I don't think I have ranted.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm a little bit warm.
I think you need to lie down.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is weird, you not ranting. Yeah. It's because I've kept you occupied. We've been given news this week.
You've kept me occupied. You sat me in front of the TV while you got on with your business. That's what's happened there.
Okay,
like
so...
Like a toddler.
Yeah. If you
do you know
mind.
What it is? I've had fun today, and I've had nothing to rant about, so...
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Maybe we should do podcasts in the same room more often.
So, maybe back to ranting next week?
Oh, maybe. What day are we on next week? The 27th?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to a gig tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inconsiderate people at gigs sometimes.
There
so
are. Well, by the time we do next week's episode, we would have covered two gigs by then.
Ah.
Because I've got Taiketto to go to as well.
Oh, yeah, on the 26th. That'll be interesting. Oh, I'm looking forward to ranting like fuck next week then. Yeah. I'm sorry for letting you down, people. I will be back.
God help us all.
God help us all.
But thank you for listening. Please check us out at DTF Pod, Facebook, Twitter.
Review us on iTunes and just keep supporting new music. Keep supporting live music.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
Wear the merch.
Pay me.
Okay, shut up now, David.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.